Grief. A somber mood engulfed Narok Town when a section of youth marched along the Hospital Town Bomet Road carrying the coffin with the remains of Brian Kassen, who was killed while participating in the demonstrations last Tuesday. The youths, who included Boda Boda riders, students and businessmen, marched along the busy road demanding justice from the government as they alleged that the youth was killed by a senior police officer. The mourners placed the casket in different points of the town to allow the residents to view the body of the departed soul as they chanted anti-government slogans. There were heavy security personnel deployed in town to ensure that the mourners went on with their business peacefully. Alfred Momanyi, a relative to the deceased, said their kin had a bright future after he scored A+++ in the Kenya Certificate of Secondary Education, KCSE, and was set to join Jaramogi Oginga Odinga University later in the year. He was the only boy and the hope of the family. It is too sad that he had to die when he was fighting for the rights of Kenyans, he said. Momanyi called for justice, saying their kin was not armed when he was killed near the government offices along the town hospital road, but wondered why the senior police officer had to use a live bullet to kill him. The body of Kassen had been preserved at the Narok County Referral Hospital mortuary and will be buried today at his parents' home in Olulunga, Narok South Sub-County.